D'Artagnan and the Visiteur to start the hour. Saisy de la, yeah, plenty of time to think about things at the moment. And the B-52s with Rome. Rome if you want to, roam around your living room. Or the kitchen, maybe. 8:15, the Full English Breakfast Show. 6 days after the UK Foreign Office first warned against non-essential travel anywhere abroad, the government's urged British travellers to come home. When the Foreign Secretary announced the no-go advice on the 17th of March, it stopped short of recommending UK citizens abroad should return. But as an array of flight bans has taken effect around the world, the official advice has changed. UK citizens are now being told all British travellers abroad who are usually based in the UK are advised to return now. International travel is becoming highly limited with the further closure of air routes, land borders and domestic restrictions introduced daily. It covers only British tourists and short-stay travellers currently abroad rather than UK citizens living and working overseas. And the government's been seeking international action to keep air routes open for a sufficient period of time to enable international travellers to return on commercial flights. But that game appears to be up. Yeah, it's not clear how many British people are going to get home at all. Now, the Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab, said around the world more airlines are suspending flights and more airports are closing, some without any notice. Where commercial routes don't exist, our staff are working around the clock to give advice and supports to UK nationals. If you're on holiday abroad, the time to come home is now while you still can. I was listening to the Independent travel correspondent Simon Calder on the BBC last night, and he said actually quite a few thousand British citizens might have to stay put where they are for several months, owing to the fact there are no flights out, particularly in South America and countries around there. So you've got a laugh, haven't you? Who are the two Ronnies?
Hello, I want to join the library.
Do you mind not shouting, please?
I can't help shouting.
Please, talk quietly.
I can't talk quietly, that's why I want to join the library. I want a copy of a book entitled How Not to Shout.
Chief Librarian.
Thank you very much indeed.
Yes?
This gentleman wants a book called How Not to Shout.
What?
This gentleman wants a book called How Not to Shout.
There's no such book.
Oh, yes, there is.
I don't know.
It's called How Not to Shout.
No, no. There's a book called How to Shout Louder, or How to Shout Terrifically Loud. That's a very good one. Or How to Scream at the Top.
No, I don't want to shout.
Shh.
What?
I want to stop shouting. That's why I want a copy of the book entitled How Not to Shout.
Yes,
I've got it here and I'm reading it.
Is it any good?
I don't know. I've only read the first chapter.
Oh, well, do hurry up and finish it. I'd like to read it next.
I ought to read it next.
Shut up!
No, I want to read it.
I asked for it first.
Look, I'm the chief librarian. I need to read it.
It didn't do me any good.
Shut up! I'm trying to read.
Please, this is a library.
I ought to read it first.
Look, you don't even belong to this library.
That's not fair.
The second chapter is called Shouting Quietly.
Oh.
Quiet!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
I want it.
Please!
It's no good your saying it.
Keep quiet. This is a library. That's better. Now then, we haven't got the book.
In that case, could I have a copy of a book entitled How to Control Yourself in a Library?
I'm afraid that's out.
Oh, dear.
No, I've got a copy. I've got a copy in my office. Copy.
Thank you very much indeed.
It won't help you. I've read it myself. It didn't do an atom of good.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyster has the top stories across the Riviera.
France's Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, has announced new restrictions to fight the coronavirus epidemic. Speaking on Monday, March the 23rd on TFR, he said that physical activity is now limited to 1 hour and within a radius of 1 kilometre. The markets will be closed with certain exceptions and travel for health reasons will only be authorised with a medical certificate. The amount of the fines has been increased to €1,500. According to figures released by the Minister of Health on Monday, March the 23rd, 860 people have died in France since the start of the epidemic, including 186 in the past 24 hours. The number of confirmed cases is now 19,856, with 3,176 more cases in one day. According to Olivier Véran, 8,675 people are hospitalised due to COVID-19, 1,435 more than the day before. Among them, 2,082 are in intensive care. Meanwhile, the French government has announced plans to begin massive widespread testing for the coronavirus to begin when the lockdown period ends. A recent Chinese study published in Science magazine found that at the beginning of the epidemic in Wuhan, 86% of those affected were not detected and very possibly went on to contaminate others. The approach in France at first was to test those who presented symptoms and then isolate positive cases and all those traced to have been in contact with them. This failed to stem the transmission of the virus significantly. According to biologists and doctors, the strategy was the only option as there were simply not enough test kits or labs available to process the results. France is now racing to produce enough kits to be able to test massively once confinement ends. It will be vital to know who tests positive to COVID-19 in case there is another wave. Here in Monaco, His Serene Highness Prince Albert of Monaco has announced that during the health crisis currently facing the world and the Principality, his government is more than ever mobilised to manage one of the most serious crises the Principality has had to experience since the Second World War. His Serene Highness the Prince will sign in the coming days a joint COVID-19 monitoring committee, chaired by the Minister of State, in which the representatives of this assembly will be closely informed of all the decisions taken or to be taken by his government. Aware of the consequences of this health crisis on everyone's life, the Sovereign Prince wishes to reaffirm his unfailing commitment so that all the necessary measures are implemented. Welcoming the total mobilisation of the staff of the services of the state and the municipality, of health, rescue and security, as well as the volunteers. He concluded that today is the time for action, solidarity and unity. Claude Malaret, former Secretary of State for Human Rights from 1986 to 1988, now a senator at the head of the group Les Indépendants Républiques et Territoires, also chairman of Médecins Sans Frontières from 1978 to 1986 and co-founder of the Dr. Missio website in 1999, has said that a trial on 24 coronavirus patients does not mean that chloroquine can be used on everyone. The comments come following the mayor of Nice, Christian Estrosi's claim that he was using the treatment after having tested positive for COVID-19 and intended to make it available to doctors in Nice. Critics were quick to accuse the move as giving false hope. At the end of the 1970s, Claude Malaret, a member of the World Health Organization, was one of the teams that eradicated smallpox in India. Several countries have launched research programmes to find a vaccine against the coronavirus. An international coalition, of which the famous Institut Pasteur is a member, has planned to launch a first clinical study on humans from next September. Meanwhile, an English-language official Chinese daily, The Global Times, has announced that China has started testing the human coronavirus vaccine, information that has not been confirmed by health officials. According to The Global Times, 108 volunteers in three groups received the first injections last Friday in Wuhan, where the new coronavirus appeared. China gave the green light for a human trial on March the 17th, the same day that the United States announced the first test of a vaccine against COVID-19 on 45 people. Faced with the growing needs of healthcare teams and a growing shortage of material, Cannes Hospital has launched an emergency appeal to companies in Cannes. The president of the Medical Commission of the Establishment of the Hospital of Cannes hopes that companies in Cannes, Sophia Antipolis and the entire area of Grasse will respond. In order to function properly and protect caregivers, the establishment lacks FFP2, FFP3 masks, waterproof glasses and waterproof suits. ATMO Sud, the first air quality monitoring laboratory, has confirmed that, as in China and northern Italy, the effects of the containment measures and traffic restrictions are already being felt. A paradox in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, from Nice to Toulon and up to Marseille, there is a considerable improvement in the air that we breathe. An example, at Place Arson in the city centre of Nice, the level of nitrogen oxide, mainly from the combustion of fossil fuels, heating, transport pollutants and industrial smoke, is in free fall. For areas close to major traffic routes, such as the Promenade des Anglais in Nice or Boulevard Carnot in Cannes, the rate of pollution and fine particles has dropped by more than 60%. The drop in economic activity in Italy has also had a significant impact on the air which we breathe on the French Riviera. Our region is open to two types of large air traffic, those which come from the south and those that are commonly called east wind, and which carry air masses from Liguria and beyond Lombardy. Finally, unable to attend matches at the Allianz Riviera, Nice supporters will be able to console themselves on their PS4 as OGC Nice plans to organise its first FIFA 20. The tournament, entitled Mon Gym Ma Famille, takes place on Wednesday the 25th and Thursday the 26th of March from 2 p.m. 128 players, divided into 32 groups of four competitors, will compete for the victory. The winner will have the chance to spend a special moment with a player of their choice from OGC Nice as soon as life resumes its course at the training centre. However, victim of its own success, the tournament is already sold out for this week. OGC Nice, however, specifies that the next session will take place on Wednesday, April the 1st and Thursday, April the 2nd. The club will reorganise it every week, Wednesdays and Thursdays, until the field regains its rights. To participate, volunteers must register online. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, yeah. Riviera Radio Travel News.
See the BBC showing classic FA Cup matches from yesteryear, some of the hair and the pitches as well from the 1970s and 80s. Traffic very light, as you might expect, a lot of official vehicles, quite a few delivery trucks, very few private cars that I can see. Make sure you have your attestation dérogatoire if you want. Oh, there's a motorbike. If you want to go out, and now it has to be dated with the hour as well. I don't think that applies for shopping, but so certainly if you're taking exercise around your house and going out on foot, you have to sign the time that you leave your house as well as the date. Otherwise, for shopping, who knows? And if you have a medical appointment, you must be in possession of a valid medical certificate. Trains few and far between really this morning, and the message at the airport is please contact your airline before setting out.
Riviera Radio Sports News.
Olympics, His Serene Highness Prince Albert II of Monaco has suggested the Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo should be put off probably by 2 or 3 months. In an interview with the RTL last night, the Prince, who's a member of the International Olympic Committee, said the Games could hardly be staged on the scheduled date. The Games are supposed to start on the 24th of July, but many countries are calling them to be put off or scrapped. Canada, Australia, New Zealand and Great Britain have now said they won't be sending teams. Prince Albert said that putting the Games off by 2 or 3 months would be reasonable. So far, there's been no official decision, but it seems highly unlikely the Games can go ahead in July. Formula One, the Azerbaijan Grand Prix, which was due to take place on the 7th of June, has now been postponed because of the coronavirus outbreak. It's the 8th race to be called off so far this season, with Formula One still working on a plan to stage between 15 and 18 races when it's possible. The Canadian Grand Prix on the 14th of June is also now in doubt. Football, UEFA's postponed this season's club finals and says that knockout games in some Champions League matches could be held only over one leg. Europe's governing body said it still hoped to play the Champions League and Europa League finals potentially at the end of mini tournaments in Istanbul and Gdansk. It added there was no possibility of the competitions reaching their scheduled conclusion by the end of May. No BBC football news this morning. I don't know if that's going to be an ongoing thing. Wait and see what tomorrow brings, I suppose. And in boxing, the promoter Eddie Hearn has warned that many fighters will be forced to leave the sports because of the impacts of coronavirus. Mr. Hearn said that many boxers will have to get different jobs and the virus pandemic is going to have a massive effect on all businesses, including boxing.
The Marine Weather Forecast brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
The coastal area is up to 20 miles offshore the Almeria in the Var. The general situation is a depression, 1,011 millibars over Spain. Winds are easterly, force 4 to 6, dropping to force 2 to 3 later. So the sea is moderate, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,014 millibars. And the outlook for Wednesday, showery, force 3 to 5 easterly winds, slight to moderate seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are northeasterly, force 6 to 7, dropping to force 2 to 4 later. The sea is moderate to rough. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at cap course, 1,013 millibars. And the outlook for Wednesday, showery, force 4 to 6 easterly winds, moderate seas and good visibility.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
It's a bit more chilly than we've been used to over the last few weeks. Quite cloudy today with occasional showers and some bright spells later. Now, moderate easterly winds, a high of 13 degrees. Overnight lows 7 degrees on the coast, 2 degrees inland with some ground frost in places. I haven't said that for a while. Now, Wednesday and Thursday, sunshine and showers and a high of 12 degrees. Finally, a lottery winner has given out thousands of potatoes from her farm to help deal with food shortages caused by coronavirus panic buying. As Susan Herdman hand-picked the vegetables before giving them free of charge to people in North Yorkshire. And she's delivered potatoes to self-isolating families and a home for disabled children in Bowerbridge. Ms Herdman took action after hearing about people stockpiling food leading to empty shelves at supermarkets. She said, "I don't understand selfish people. I've been a giver all my life. Hopefully it proves that farmers aren't that tight." And Ms Herdman ran a hair salon before winning £1.2 million on the lottery in 2010 and moving from Hertfordshire to live on the farm. She had been due to plough the potatoes back into the ground after recent wet weather, but changed her mind due to the coronavirus outbreak. Chips with everything then.